Thank you. travel 20 miles down this road. I travel 20 miles down this road. 20 miles. Sense of humor about it and establish some kind of relationship detente with my demons, and seems like through the decades I've tried to upgrade the quality of my compulsions, so maybe instead of a bottle of gin it'll be Haagen-Dazs ice cream or something. If it's a playoff game, you know, I love sports, I'll dump the whole pint in the bowl and put a bag of chopped pecans on and some shredded coconut and dice up a white chocolate bar. Am I freaking you out now? But of course, I'm 64, so to keep it low fat now, I'll put in a few shots of skim milk. All right, here's a suggestion. It's called New Holes and Old Shoes. Shit up. Thank you so much. This one is about struggling with growing up, and especially for all the young kids, and still what a rough time from like, you know, 12, 13 to 30, whatever. I wrote this for one of my stepsons, and sent it out to anyone under 80 today that's struggling with it. Keeps coming back to haunt you. But I found if you keep pushing, it does get better. Usually never on your own timetable, so just keep at it. Anyways, called Walking Nerd. Twitter, and it's pretty fascinating. But it's a great way to stay in touch with people all over the world. And it's from my old school record and one of my favorites on the box set. like to send it out tonight to all the victors in Paris. It's called Why Me. The sun still warms my face. Wicked feel inside light can erase. Brothers and sisters keep getting shot down. And being left standing in this dirty town. Why am I running crazed and answers coming, why me? Spend too much time on daddy's knee. Left me too tender in love and trust. Raging haunted feelings guarantee. I'm branded with a wicked wanderlust. My soul lives damage and debris. No answers coming. Why me? Why me? Is there hope in my catastrophe? This earth I walk, humble up and breathe, walk the talk. When one door shuts, another opens wide. The hell in the hallway kills or heals your eye. My soul is damaged. Faith in woman, that's me. Yeah, nothing's promised, crazy ain't that free. I feel life coming, why me? That train is coming. We're here in January, and my lovely wife Amy, I've been on the road 26 months with the E Street Band, a proud member for 31 years now. It's a cool band. Anyway, I was shifting gears back into, you know, doing my own shows, which was exciting, and I was kind of tunnel vision with that and remembering the words and everything, and I just wasn't thinking about anything past that. And Amy implored us to record the shows, which we did the last half of the tour in January. And anyway, we got a great live CD out of it, and we have them here tonight. But one of my favorites off that is a song called Girl in Motion. She wanted me to sing for you.
Good emotion.
And another favorite, an old Gwin tune that we kind of resurrected. This box set that put out last year, we got here tonight. You know, most, like 99% of the people that make records, including me, don't have these massive hits, so the old music goes out of print, and we all try to buy it back, and the old companies say, you know, get lost, and the music kind of goes extinct. So it was cool that Fantasy Records let me work for 2 years and handpicked like 180 different songs, the best of all the old music, and they went and got the rights to every one of them, which was shocking. We also found 40 bonus tracks and basement tapes and rarities, and Dave Marsh had me write a 138-page book with all these pictures and posters. Close thing to a book, however. I see these massive autobiographies. I don't know how they did it. But anyway, one of my favorites from the box set, an old ring tune that kind of got lost in the shuffle. Favorite of mine. It's kind of a haunted tale about a sheriff and his sons in the Old West, where I've been living for 20 years in Arizona. And it's kind of close to the border. And David Briggs, our producer, time asked me to put a little instrumental piece on the end of it. Anyway, here we go with Rusty Gun. After an E Street show in New York City a number of years ago, we were visiting after the show with the cast of The Sopranos, and we're big fans. And actually, my wife Amy grew up in West Orange, New Jersey, kind of in the thick of all that mobster stuff. And by the way, Stevie Van Zandt, my bandmate in E Street, just won Actor of the Year for Lilyhammer here in Europe. So I gotta anyway, after the show, David Chase, the creator of the show, my wife Amy gave David the Acoustic Live CD, and a few weeks later he said he loved it and wanted to use the version of Black Books in The Sopranos second season, which he did. So that was cool. Very grateful for that. Got you know, dozens of horrendous agents and managers over the decades, can't get a single song placed anywhere, and my wife takes care of it in one night. Suppose that doesn't speak very highly of my choices. But, We all have shortcomings. Well, I certainly have a long list, but anyway, I want to sing it for you tonight. It's kind of a very dark country tune, and since there's all these youthful, happy faces, I'm going to need to help getting in character here.
Tears in her eyes, babies. It
was fun for a while. Got a little out of hand. Actually, I think liquor's great medicine when used safely, and hope you all had a couple of drinks on your way in. Speaking of drinking, by the way, after the show, be happy to come out and sign any t-shirts or CDs for you and have a visit. We've asked them to keep the bar open, and they've agreed. So hopefully the queue will be a little more interesting with a drink in your hand. And we've got a very long journey, I think. I don't even know where the hell we're going. I think Inverness or something. So, I love being there. It's getting there. And so we're going to ask as a favor, I'll be happy to sign anything you like, shake your hand, and have a visit. But we're going to skip the pictures tonight because we've got such a long journey. I'm sorry about that. But back to drinking. Very good medicine when used safely, something I never did. Tragically, years ago, the doctors pulled me in and informed me I developed a serious medical allergy to alcohol, and they informed me from now on when I drank, I broke out in handcuffs. Very tragic turn of events. So now, I'm 64 and I have to worry about things like hydration. Don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to be anywhere. Anyway, back in, last month was 47 years on the road, and I've been coming here for 43, and I've never once done this at home, so God bless you for continuing to show up. We really appreciate it. And back in 1973, we did a Tonight's Tonight tour with Neil Young over here in the UK, and it was a crazy, crazy tour. You know, he was kind of a sort of the musical hero to many, and myself included, but we were doing this very dark live record. We recorded at a rehearsal hall in Hollywood. Very primitive, rough record. It was kind of a wake album. We just lost a few friends, Danny Whitten and Bruce Berry, and at that point in the early 70s, a lot of people started dying young. So it was a very dark record, and he wanted to turn people onto this rough live thing we recorded in the studio. He actually didn't even want us to know the songs too well when we recorded it, so we wouldn't play anything twice. You know, usually you're working on something and you find something good, next time you come to the verse again, you repeat it, and he didn't even want that. So, very rough, cool record, but we were playing it for everyone and it hadn't come out. So everyone wanted to hear their favorite Neil Young songs, and we weren't doing those. And the audience got kind of cranky. The album now, you understand, it starts and ends with two different versions of the title track, Tonight's Tonight. So some nights when the audience was particularly rude and vocal about not hearing what they wanted, we'd come out at the end of the night and Neil would go to the mic and say, "All right, everyone, we're going to play something you've all heard before." And they're wondering about Cinnamon Girl or Down by the River, what's it going to be? And we play Tonight's Tonight. Just to piss them right off. And, you know, now almost every night someone comes up, you know, 40 years later, whenever it was, and says, "You know what? That was a great show. I just didn't know it for 35 years. But anyway, on that tour, I got inspired and I wrote this. Of course, you know, it's a mythical place, you know, the UK for me, because as an American, I didn't even know about all the great music. I discovered it through the musicians over here in the UK and Ireland, and I owe a great debt to them. And so it was very exciting to be over here playing, and I kind of wrote a giant thank you note to one of my heroes, Keith Richards, called Keith Don't Go. And he just put out a great solo album, by the way, if you haven't gotten it, it's wonderful. But anyway, shortly after returning to the States, we were in the studio in Virginia, my band Grin, and we were working up a version of Keith Don't Go, and Neil was passing through town, and David Briggs, our producer and his, got into the studio, and next thing we knew, Neil was playing piano and singing on Keith Don't Go, and it's one of the lost tracks we didn't think we'd ever find, but we found it for the box set. It's one of my favorites, and Grin playing Keith Don't Go with Neil Young singing, and it doesn't do many piano sessions for other people, so that was kind of neat. But I'm going to do my acoustic version tonight. It's actually on the DVD on the box set, too, and God bless him for sticking around. This goes out to Keith and all the great rockers. This is a writer's letter I gotta mail it today. Straight to
surgeon from the USA. It's got this heart inside it. The postage is my soul. Contains a message from millions. Said Keith, don't go.
So, back to a good story about my adventures with Neil Young. When I was 17, I met him, and my band Grimm was heading out to L.A. True to his word, he turned us on to David Briggs, his producer, took us under his wing, and both of them were very helpful. But a year later, as we were making our ups and downs in the music business, my band Grimm, Neil and David asked me to play on the After the Gold Rush records, some guitar and singing some piano. And I pointed out I really wasn't a professional piano player. And they said, well, you played accordion since you were 5 years old, which was true. You actually won a contest. And I said, well, that's true. And they said they thought I could figure out some simple parts, so they had more faith in me than I did. And at that point, I realized I should shut up and say, yes, thank you. And I did. But it was, you know, kind of nerve-wracking. And I practiced all the time, and we did the album on a remote truck up in Neil Young's home in Topanga Canyon in the hills. And they'd have lunch on a patio balcony, and I'd just stay underneath and practice in the studio. On this particular day, Ralphie Molina, the great drummer and a good friend, was playing drums. He stayed behind and worked with me. And we were working up Southern Man that day, which is a halftime bum, bum, whack, real slow. Solo, and then again at the end, Neil plays, of course, this amazing solo on Old Black, his Les Paul. And I thought it was kind of cool that all those square accordion days of mine led to an arrangement change on a great record, and I felt good about that. Anyway, David Briggs asked me to write some more, and soon after that, I wrote this song for Grimm on the piano, singing for it. It's called Believe.
Thank you.
King and Jerry Goff. I want to send it out to our dear friends Martin and Rachel, and it's for anybody over 12 in the audience. I'm going back.
Turn into the day.
dirty self. I won't play no child. Though last 10 years I've developed quite a homesickness now, and I really don't like leaving home. When I was a kid, I just thought I'd spend my life in a motel room in a rental car. But fortunately, I found a wonderful girl, Amy, and got a beautiful home. So I miss the home, and actually what it does after 47 years of touring, I find when I'm away, gives me a deeper focus and gratitude for the shows themselves. Because sitting alone in a hotel room is really not a thrill anymore. So God bless y'all for making this a home away from home all these years. Now, I've had some pretty wild days. I used to do a flip off a trampoline while I played my guitar. I don't know what the hell I was drinking those nights. A lot of crazy stuff, but certainly when I started at 17, I certainly wouldn't have been greedy enough to think 47 years later I'd be in Edinburgh, Scotland, with hundreds of people wanting to hear me sing a little bit. So that's a grateful for that. But I've even freaked myself out because recently this year I found myself saying things from the stage that I just in my wildest dreams would never have imagined as a performer. Rock and roll guitarist, and I'm about to have to make one of those statements. Ladies and gentlemen of Edinburgh, will you please excuse me for a moment while I change out of my tap shoes? Songs, one of the first songs I wrote. Tapped into something a little more mature. I'm a 17-year-old, I got lucky. And always amazes me how so many precious things can be taken away. And then around the corner, once in a while there's a surprise, and something new turns up that's beautiful. It's a great mystery to me, not my favorite thing. But tonight, I'm honored to be here singing for y'all, and I'll take it. It's a great gift. Thanks very much.
I saw you last morning, I cried my sins out. You were rain, I washed away. I meet a kind of friend that always seems to end. And I laugh when I start to say, oh God, I love you like rain, dog. You're always falling just to pass my way.
Thank you.
tonight I do the same for me. His eyes are flooded, God, he can't even see. When I just turn on, now it don't feel right. Fight back tears while I destroy his life. Now watch me destroy.
Fabulous shirts and posters, and hell, you can get all your Christmas shopping done. So anyway, my wife Amy made a great suggestion tonight to sing this song, and I'm going to need your help though. All right, I need y'all to help me a lot, because I just want you to know, every time I've played this song for my entire life, it's been sung by Neil Young or Eddie Vedder. So you're gonna need to help me out, all right? Just gonna have to jump in when you can. Hey, we got today. It's a mad, mad planet. But in this room tonight with you all, and I'm very grateful. So let's rock it out.
Even suffering in their feet. People suffering.
Just another road, just another time.